time for the Susan Taylor Podcast, where we discuss the yoga of mind, medicine, and healing. Author of Feeling Good Matters, Sexual Radiance, and the Vital Energy Program, Dr. Taylor imparts authentic knowledge and practical tools that inspire, educate, and empower us to be a healing force for positive change. So join us and take your life and our planet to the next level.
Hello and welcome to episode 21. Does the quality of food you eat support vitality? Today I'd like to discuss how the quality of your food affects your brain's vitality, your ability to focus and sustain motivation. In the last podcast, I mentioned that there were three fundamental foundation stones of time, quality, and quantity. So today we'll talk about the second stone in our foundation toolkit, and that's the quality of our food. And we're going to specifically talk about how it affects our brain's vitality. We know that a nourished brain is a vital brain. In fact, vitality depends on the energy that we derive from the food that we eat, and the quality of that food determines how much of our vital energy reserves will be restored or depleted. A little bit of history here. Since 1916, the Department of Agriculture has recommended what food groups are necessary for an adequate diet. And then in 1992, they officially organized them into a food guide pyramid with the bread, the cereal, the rice, pasta. They had that at the bottom. Fruits and vegetables, meats, dairy products were in the middle, and fats and oils and sweets at the top. And the whole idea with the pyramid was meant to be as an outline for what we eat and what we should eat and the amounts we should eat. For example, more of those foods at the bottom, eat more of those, and then less at the top. Well, the food pyramid has been replaced with the food plate, and there was a reorganization of the food groups to include specific types of grains and fats. However, in my opinion, we must go beyond the classical food pyramid and food plate and consider what is a good food pyramid for our brain. The brain nourishing diet is somewhat different because it substitutes beans for most of the animal-derived protein that's on the plate. It limits dairy consumption other than organic. And it emphasizes fresh food and whole grains and eliminates or minimizes white flour products. In fact, we have a lot of people now having difficulty with both dairy and wheat-derived products. And again, we've talked about that before. It's not necessarily that dairy and wheat are bad. It's the way they're processed and the chemicals that are put into the environment, the hormones for the animals, as well as the chemicals that they're putting into the wheat and how they're harvesting the wheat early and spraying them with certain chemicals again, that's causing really havoc on our digestive function and in turn affecting our brain and its behavior. But I don't want to go off on a tangent when we talk about that. That's a subject for another podcast. Let's look at the components of food. They can be classified as micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals, as well as phytochemicals, and the macronutrients, which are our carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. With micronutrients playing a vital role in the metabolism of the micronutrients. In other words, you need vitamins and minerals to metabolize your macronutrients. But food is more than just its physical components, which I've devoted an entire nutrition course to. I will share some of that information with you because it's so important. The quality of food is not necessarily its macro and micronutrient components. Food has an essence, and we need to know about this. For example, fresh food has a life force still present within it. So its nutrients will be easily assimilated and adding to our own life force or vital energy. And that's where we come in. The quality of food is very important. Canned beans are not the same as fresh beans because the vital energy is lost in the canned beans. Let's suppose that the food you eat has been concentrated through a process of dehydration and preserved with chemicals to prolong its shelf life. This is very common, right? Though it's not the life force, it's the shelf life, not the force of life. You will still be eating carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And if you take vitamin supplements, you'll be in the Western theory. You'll be satisfying your brain's basic needs. You'll be getting the right molecules, But as Eastern science and the training that I've had has pointed out, many nutritional biochemists will also agree, it won't be giving you the energy that you need. Being trained in both West and East, I'm able to look at even a more subtle aspect of food and what is it really giving to you and how is it really sustaining your life force. We know that when we eat foods that have been overly processed or left overnight, they feel a little bit heavier and they're dull and they actually devitalize you. And if you keep eating this way for a long period of time, you'll feel much older than your years. Your brain will start to feel that age too, because there'll be nothing in your system to restore your vital energy that supports your brain. That's why I advise my students and clients against canned and really overly processed foods. I'm not being a fundamentalist when I talk about this. It's just you don't want your total diet based on that. And I'm also not a proponent of microwaving either. I mean, people use their microwave as their main way of producing food. Remember, taste changes in a microwave. The foods taste change. Whenever you have a change in taste, there's a definite change in the molecular structure of something and that molecular formation of food. Don't close your eyes to this. There's definitely a change. Who knows what it will do on a biological level to the assimilation process? I really can't speak about that with scientific evidence to back me up, but I could rely on my own taste buds. My guess is that it will change the way food gets incorporated into the cells, and my advice to all clients that I work with who feel brain fatigue and fogginess is to stick to preparing foods, fresh foods daily with natural heat. I remember I had a client of mine, she was in her mid-40s, and one of those people who did live her whole life based on her microwave. And I'm not even sure she ever used a conventional oven within 10 years. And wonderful, wonderful relationship that we developed. And we used to speak about it, you know, how she would cook in the microwave because it was more convenient, even though the food didn't taste as great as if she went out even to a restaurant and had a freshly prepared meal. She'd have a diet shake for breakfast, salad for lunch, and a takeout microwave dinner for meal for her dinner. And she was thin. She was very, very attractive, worked corporate. And she wondered why, though. She came to me because she was feeling very ungrounded and spacey, and she was starting to feel fatigued. So what we did was we came to the conclusion that she needed to have moist, fresh foods for her biological constitution. And the result, her essence was getting dry, so we had to put a little bit of moisture in there. And it's easy to see for yourself how different the difference in fresh food makes. She only had to do that once we committed to a 40-day process together. And for once a day, she made sure she had some fresh meal that wasn't put in the microwave. She still did use her microwave because you can't just stop habits all of a sudden that easily. But she saw a difference over a 40-day period. So what I'd like to suggest for everyone on this podcast who's listening, try for your own experiment. Everyone must experiment. Don't take my word just because I'm speaking on a podcast. Have your own experiment. Have your own experience so that you can work with yourself and develop your own knowledge base. So for a week, eat pre-prepared foods. And then if you can survive that, by the way. And then for another week, eat only fresh foods. Take note of your energy, the speed of your responses in your brain, your overall emotional state. And if you can't do it for a whole week, because that could be extreme, do it for 3 days, just 3 days, and see what happens. I promise you will see a huge difference, and you won't go back to eating processed foods again, especially if you want brain function to be up online. You want your frontal cortex online, being able to work fully present with full focus and calmness. Again, I promise there will be a huge difference. You could even try having canned or bottled orange juice in fresh juice. Just try that for a few days in a row, and you'll see the information that you receive from just changing your diet that way. Think of it this way. Fresh food is equivalent to 200 volts of energy. Processed food gives you maybe 1/100th of those volts of energy. By simply eating fresh foods, it isn't enough. We also have to think about our soil. And again, I'll just briefly speak about that. Our soil has been demineralized with herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, pollutants that fill the air and the water. So eating fresh food, we may be getting I'm talking about quality here. We may be getting the RDA, recommended daily allowance requirements of the basic nutrients, but we're not getting the trace minerals of selenium specifically and zinc I'm talking about. But we're also not getting the vitality of the food, even though we're eating the fresh food. So there's two factors here. The first I spoke about, eating fresh food as opposed to devitalized, canned or frozen is okay, by the way, but just something that's been sitting on a shelf for a long time you don't want to do. But then we also want to look at quality from the kind of soil that it's in. We like to choose organic. Hopefully it is organic, whatever that means these days, because you're still getting pesticides in organic, I believe, just through the water system. But we want to really be aware of that. I'm just bringing it up for your awareness. And the purpose of me bringing this to your attention is to stress how important good food quality nutrition is in regulating your brain's energy. Devitalized food and inadequate amounts of trace minerals and vitamins leave our average person or the average person's brain energy totally impaired. That's why people, we do eat, we are making an effort to eat consciously and eating good food, but still, I can see people that are eating, following these special diets, their brain energy is still somewhat impaired because they're not looking at the whole picture. When you're young, you have a natural resiliency and you're not completely subdued by an improper diet. But as you get older, and I'm defining older, 35 and above, it's no longer the case and it becomes obvious how your functions are linked to your dietary practices. Correcting your diet even after years of processed food and canned juices can do wonders for your overall brain health and your cognitive capacity. Always opt for the closest to freshness and the closest to locally grown. When we do that, then we're getting the best formula to feed ourselves, our brains, and our own subtle energy, meaning the mind, our consciousness. It's the best way to feed it the best way we can, actually, in the current conditions and the current climate that we're in. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. And if you'd like to be notified weekly for our new podcasts, please subscribe. Susan Taylor podcasts are available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Also on susantaylor.org, where you can click on the podcast to subscribe. That would be great. Contact susantaylor.org if you have any questions, comments, or feedback. And again, thank you for listening. Until next time, remain calm.